Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. How can you say no to locally baked buttermilk scones, seasonal Pop-Tarts, and chock-full cookies, all sold out of a 1997 Ford Econoline van? That's very difficult to do. Julia Clancy, a food writer for 7 days, caught up with the brains and baking talent behind this operation, Jam Bakery. And Julia's here to tell us all about it. Julia, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.
Give us a little background on Jam Bakery and that 97 Ford Econoline.
Sure. It's a cool story. So Sheila Worcester is the owner of Jam Bakery, and she decided shortly after starting nursing school that that's not what she wanted to do. She moved back home. She's originally from Cabot, Vermont, and she started working at Rainbow Sweets, which is a European-style bakery in Marshfield. So in her words, she had no idea what she was doing, but she knew that she liked it. So she decided to pursue it further. She went to NECI, and she graduated with a degree in baking and pastry arts. From there, she got an internship at Momofuku Milk Bar in New York City, which is a really well-known, very famous bakery nationally. It's fronted by Christina Tosi. It's part of the Momofuku restaurant group, which, if you've noticed the increase in popularity of ramen or pork buns in the past 5 or so years, that's largely attributed to David Chang, who runs that restaurant group. So this was a big internship, and she learned a lot there. Now, after this internship, she moved back to Vermont, to Burlington, and she was among the pastry team at Hen of the Wood. After Hen of the Wood, she started a Kickstarter campaign, and that's about January 2014, and ended up raising enough money to buy the 97 Ford Econoline, which is now kind of acts as her storefront. So during the summer months when it's warm, she'll sell her baked goods, she'll throw the side doors open under the moniker Jam Bakery. During the winter months, she'll drive it around doing weekly deliveries to places like Onyx Tonics, Malianero Cafe, and really have the full creative control of this Jam Bakery that she's created.
Well, tell us about the delicious things that she does bake.
Oh, of course. I mean, I first met Sheila at the South End truck stop, and I immediately gravitated towards her and her style of baking because it's so nuanced and really interesting. So I don't naturally crave sweet things just for the sake of craving something sweet. If I'm going to eat something sweet, it needs something a little bit more interesting to have me stick around. So she had buckwheat brownies, this delicious rhubarb tart with a salted oat crust full with fresh rhubarb. She does a lot of local partnerships. She is fun to talk to. And all of her baked goods have a depth of flavor that comes from that creative twist that I was talking about. So maybe she'll have a cookie. She does a great chocolate chip cookie that's sort of classic, but then the chocked full cookie has things like toasted coconut and honey roasted peanuts, things that get you thinking and interested in sticking around while still, I mean, maintaining that comfort level of something like a really delicious, gooey cookie.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Julia Clancy, a food writer for 7 days. We're talking about Sheila Worcester and Jam Bakery. Now, you mentioned that Sheila spent time in New York City baking. What differences has she noticed between the tastes in the city and in Vermont?
One thing she noted was that in New York City, people are actively looking for something new, something different. So at Momofuku Milk Bar, they were making things like corn cookies, grapefruit pie, cereal milk, soft serve. While in Vermont, Sheila noted that the thing she sold most was chocolate chip cookies during the South End truck stop, which is great. And she notes as well that maybe she's making her 300th batch of chocolate chip cookies of the season, but she's going to make it great. She's going to really attribute a lot of effort to precision, to perfection. And that's one of her greatest inspirations behind her baking. She noted that she wants to understand the why behind something before she takes a creative turn. For example, why you mix bread dough longer than you mix cookie dough, why you mix something for 10 minutes instead of 5 minutes. She says once you have those techniques perfected, then you can start experimenting.
Wow, we're very traditional here in Vermont,
apparently. Yeah, well, one other cool thing she mentioned, too, is that in Vermont, which she noticed that this was not typical elsewhere. You can really create a network just from the people you supply. So she supplies eggs from Maple Wind Farm. The maple syrup she uses in her baked goods is from a friend of her brother's. She uses local vegetables, local fruits, stuff gleaned from her mother's massive backyard garden. And she said that that's something special about Vermont, is that you can really develop close relationships with your suppliers.
She also makes some great points about the importance of female mentors. What does she say about that?
Yeah, well, that was one of the questions I had for her. I asked who she looked up to in the culinary world, and she mentioned two people. The first one was Lisa Ludwinski, and that was one of her friends from Momofuku Milk Bar. She went on to open her own pie shop in Detroit called Sister Pie. Since then, that was about 4 years ago that she opened up. Since then, she's gone from one employee to 20. She's become widely successful, just got a big spread in Bon Appetit. And another person she mentioned was Joanne Chang, who's the baker owner behind Flower Cafe and Bakery in Boston. I mean, I grew up in Boston, so I'm with her on that one as well. I think Joanne Chang is a genius, and these are both incredible chefs, incredible businesswomen. And she said that it's important to her to see female chefs in the business just kicking butt.
And then can you share some of her family's holiday traditions?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of pies, naturally. So she said that, I mean, her mom's an incredible cook. Her dad is a chef as well. He worked for almost two decades at Sarducci's in Montpelier. So big foodie family. I'm sure their holiday gatherings are just awesome, I hope. I'll be knocking on the door, probably. But one thing she's making is a lot of pies for the season, like her honey chai pie, which she generously gifted me a couple of weeks ago. And I think I ate it for breakfast and dessert every day for at least 5 days. It was this delicious, really spicy, warm custard pie with a nice crust, not too sweet, a good natural butter crust. And then she also makes a pecan pie that's delicious. It has a oat crust that's actually naturally gluten-free, but it's kind of addictive because it's salty and it's sweet, and it has the beautiful butter and the pecans in it. It's really delicious.
Ugh, sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
Julia Clancy is a food writer for 7 Days. I want to thank you for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me.